At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get you caught up on everything going on in the National Football League. We haven't had a chance to let the listeners of the midday show hear from Cody Campbell yet.
Oh, what a dork.
At some point we probably ought to do that.
What a dork.
As the Texas Tech saga continues. Boy, they're playing victim. That's interesting. Anyway, we'll get to that. But the World Cup starts today, Randy.
Yeah, man.
World Cup starts today. And
3 o'clock.
We love talking soccer with Jason Longshore, obviously Atlanta United broadcaster. He is born for this.
Yes. I mean,
he has been training his whole life for the World Cup coming here to Atlanta. I know he's going to be on the air every day for like 50 straight days covering this thing, and I know we're going to have him on a lot as well. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, and Sharpsburg. Jason, how are you?
Jay, what up, baby?
What's up, guys?
Well, I think the World Cup starts today. That's the main thing that's up. That's pretty exciting, huh?
This thing, you know. it's kind of cool, you know. It's pretty cool being down in town. We're waiting to get our credentials for the World Cup. I'm excited to be an official media member for this one.
Nice.
And, you know, like, it's been really cool driving over here because all the signs are up. Mm-hmm. Fan Festival is going to open today at Centennial Olympic Park. The stadium looks amazing with all of the World Cup branding on it. Mm-hmm. It feels massive down here right now.
That was going to be my thing. I was going to ask you about, Jay, just I don't like to use that V word, the atmosphere as far as fans in town and things like that. Is it starting to – because I know, like, maybe a couple weeks ago we were talking, like, does it feel like it, like the World Cup's here? Does it actually, like, now it's here? I know it starts today, but does it have that feeling more to you that the World Cup, okay, it's big time now?
Yeah, it's been these last couple of days mm-hmm. where it's really started to feel – big. And look, I think here in Atlanta, it's going to be a ramp up because today you get the Fan Festival opening. A lot of Mexico fans headed to Fan Festival, which is very cool. They kick off the tournament this afternoon. The U.S. game tomorrow, I think every bar, restaurant, pub, local gathering place is showing that game and making a big party of it. And then our first game here is Monday with the team that I'm picking to win the whole thing in Spain. I think they are the favorites coming in. Lamine Yamal looks like he's going to be healthy, which was a big question coming into this thing. But Spain gets us started on Monday here in Atlanta, and that ramp from today to Monday is going to feel really cool in our city.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool that there's going to be a handful of days of games and highlights and great goals and all that stuff. And then, like you said, one of the favorites, your favorite, like you just said, kicks things off here in Atlanta. I was going to ask you who you were going to pick to win, but you already told me. So give me.
I was waffling, man. Like, I was going back and forth on it. I had to make my prediction last night on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, and with France having a few issues, it sounds like, and some concerns, I went Spain. I've got them beating Argentina in the final, and you guys know me. That's a painful pick for me, but I think Spain's the best team in the tournament.
I mean, going back to the French team, because I was reading some of this stuff. Me and Andy were talking about it, I think Monday, off the air, about some of the things that, as far as, is it the personnel aspect of what's going on with the French team because of, you know, the Mbappe thing? What is it about that? Because I, like, you know, I mean, France has been the last two finals. So you're like, I mean, and then,
yeah, they're amazing.
They're amazing. So why? What was the deciding factor between France and the?
For me, I think there's a lot of chemistry issues with this team. And Kylian Mbappe is such a fascinating player because, in terms of just sheer talent, he's one of the most talented players to ever play the game. He might, by the end of the summer, be the all-time leading goal scorer in World Cup history at 27 years Damn. Old. He needs 5 goals to be that guy.
That's crazy.
But here's the thing, and I think you guys might have seen this clip. If you haven't, definitely seek it out. I can share it with you. When he left PSG and he went to Real Madrid, he left PSG. They've won 2 Champions League since. Sure. Yes. He went to Real Madrid. They haven't won anything. He scored a lot of goals, but he doesn't work off the ball defensively. He does very little, if anything. He's one of the players who runs the least in La Liga in Spain. And there's a famous clip of the manager at PSG, Luis Enrique, basically saying, "You're a fan of Michael Jordan. You look up to Michael Jordan. He led his team," and I can't say some of the things on the radio, "but he led his team defensively, and you need to do the same." And he hasn't consistently. And I think it shows in some of those moments where Real Madrid has broken down, and I think it's going to be an issue for France this summer.
Every World Cup there, and look, I mean, soccer's, it's always been huge. It's even bigger now here in the United States with the access to all of the European leagues that we can watch on TV and all of that. But every World Cup, there's a player or two that you kind of don't see coming that rise to household name status and superstardom and whatnot. Is there a player or two or three that you have in mind that you could see taking his team on a long run over the next month and people knowing about him that don't know about him today?
Yeah, there's a few. I think for the U.S., the one that I'm looking at is Sergiño Dest. He plays for PSV in the Netherlands. He was with Barcelona for a minute. He's coming back from an injury. He's the guy who, as a right back slash right wing back, he's going to get forward a lot. He's going to be able to win those 1v1 duels and break teams down on the dribble. He could be the highlight reel for the U.S. and really create a lot. And I think the U.S. has everything in place to have a good tournament. I think round of 16 is kind of where they're set to get to. And if things fall your way, then you never know once the bracket ends up being sorted out. The player that I'm looking at for Golden Ball, which is the player of the tournament, Pedri for Spain. I think if Spain win, it's going to be the collective a little bit more than just an individual, because Lamine Yamal is coming back from injury. Nico Williams coming back from injury. They're going to start a little slow. Pedri in the midfield is just that complete player who can go box to box. He can get you goals. He can keep goals out. Pedri, I think, could be the real breakout this summer.
Jay, what about this? Yeah, I know you said Argentina. What about Messi? Because I know they were talking about what happened down. I mean, obviously, what happened to Auburn was awesome and things. They were talking about the leg fatigue and things like that. His impact, we know how great of a player he is, but he's up there in age and all those different things. What do you think about as far as him trying to lead Argentina to another title?
He's still got it. Mm-hmm. Can he have it for 8 games? Right. I mean, it's going to be tough. Nobody's went through 8 games in a World Cup before, because this is the first time we had that round of 32. But you saw him in Auburn, and he comes into the field.
Yeah.
First touch is one of the best passes you'll ever see, and sets up a penalty. And then he converts it, and he's the GOAT. And he is going to be 39 before this tournament is over. That's Father young. Time's undefeated, but can he hold it off just a little bit longer? I don't know. I think that the guy who's going to benefit a lot from him this tournament is Lautaro Martinez, the striker from Internazionale in Italy. They just won Serie A. He has been scoring goals for fun. Messi's going to create a lot for him. I don't know if Messi's going to score as much this summer, but I think he's going to be very involved in creating opportunities.
Jay, last one for me. How much of the travel weather combo is going to be an issue for some of these teams?
Yeah, it will. I think the weather, the conditions are going to be a factor. I think this is a tournament that is going to have more goals in the last 10 minutes that decide games and decide teams getting through out of the group. With the third place teams going through 8 of 12, it's going to come down to goal differential. And I think when you look at that level of it, if you win a game, you have a very good chance of going through. If you get 4 points, I think you're going through no matter what. If you get 3, that's 1 win. As long as you don't get blown out in a game, I think you'll get into the knockout round and get into that round of 32. But what it's going to come down to is late in games. Like, you might be down 4-1, and a team that steals a goal late because of going up against tired legs, that goal could get them into the knockout round. I think you're going to see late goals decide things, because some teams are going to struggle with it. Norway's one, for example. Norway, you look at sheer talent. Erling Haaland is the, like, stereotypical Viking look. He's a monster for Manchester City. But you're playing in 100 degrees and humidity that Norwegians aren't really used to.
Norwegians are built for it. He's fine.
Man, the Vikings are carrying shields and swords and all that. How are they going to deal with all this humidity that
saunas.
We're used to?
Saunas. They do a lot of sauna stuff.
Up there. They have been. You've been keeping up. I like it.
Oh, I didn't know that the team had been doing that. I just know Norwegians love
getting
saunas.
No, they actually have. They've been like sauna training.
Really?
That's hilarious.
I'm not lying.
Well, good.
You're trying to get used to this.
Good, good. I got a couple U.S. questions. Let's just go with the easy one, which is tell us about the first game. Tell us about their game against Paraguay tomorrow, a little preview. And then I got a couple bigger picture tournament-long questions, U.S. related as well.
Yeah, Paraguay, I mean, we know Miguel Almiron very well. We know Matias Galarza with Paraguay as well. Both were with Atlanta United in the spring. I think they're going to sit back and be on the counter a lot. Their top player is probably going to miss the game, Julio Enciso. He was injured in their send-off game late last week. They're not expecting him to be able to play tomorrow. Paraguay, I think, naturally would sit back and play on the counter even more now if they don't have their best attacker. So the U.S. is going to have to break him down, and that's why Dest, I think, is so important off of the right side. Anthony Robinson off of the left. We saw his amazing goal against Germany. You're going to need those wide players to draw the defense open, and that'll create space for Christian Pulisic. I really look at the two-headed monster up top as well, because with five subs, I think you're going to see Folair and Balogun start often and run teams into the ground for about 60 minutes. Ricardo Pepi could be the microwave, the super sub for this team, coming off the bench and making things happen late for the U.S. Those are some of the guys I'm looking at.
What you said earlier that you could see them having a nice tournament, making the round of 16. I know that means winning a knockout stage in this tournament because there's a round of 32. Yep. Furthest they've ever gone is 8. What's it going to take for them to kind of equal that run on the positive end? Or if they don't, heaven forbid they don't make it out of the group or they don't win that round of 32 game, what will hold them back?
I worry defensively a little bit because Chris Richards is coming in banged up. We haven't seen him in the two friendlies. The center back from Birmingham, Alabama, Crystal Palace in England, he's the most important defender. And if you don't have him, you lose a lot in that group. Then you're going to be asking a guy that I'm a big fan of in Alex Freeman, Antonio Freeman's son. I am really looking forward to him in this tournament because he is the prototype for what you want from a defender because he can play right back. He can play center back. He can allow Dest to get high up the field. He almost gives you a wild card defender. You want Richards next to him to help him along because Freeman just went to Europe in January at Villarreal in Spain. So he needs a little more experience. He's learning on the job. But if you have Richards next to him, I like that duo in the back with Tim Ream. If you don't have him, Freeman's going to have to grow up really fast. So that's my concern for the U.S. is just they've given up a lot of goals against good teams. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. They're number 16. They've beat everybody around them in the rankings, and they beat everybody behind them as of late, including Paraguay, including Australia. You win those two games, you're going into the knockouts no matter what. The group is there to be won. It might not be with 3 wins. But the group is there to be won, but the group is also, every game is tight. Every game is difficult. You're, of course, going to need Christian Pulisic to be Captain America, but he's got a lot of help this time. I don't think it's the same as the last tournament where it was Christian or bust in the attack. Mm-hmm. I really look at Destin Robinson getting forward. I look at Balogun and Pepe as strikers. Weston McKennie, Malik Tillman. There's a lot of guys around who can take that offensive pressure off of Christian Pulisic and then let him just be himself and go find the game and go find those moments like he did against Iran in the last World Cup that got us into the knockout round. Christian Pulisic can be that guy, but he needs support. And I think he's got the right group around him to do that this time.
Well, Jason, you've been training your whole life for this. We know you're up for it. We look forward to talking to you throughout the whole tournament. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it this afternoon.
Jason Longshore there, Atlanta United broadcaster, of course, member of the 92.9 The Game family. I mean, local soccer head. Aficionado.
Yeah.
And the World Cup's coming to his turf.
Yeah, man.
That's why we got games here.
That's awesome.
Because of Jason Longshore. He's been getting ready for this his whole life. It just makes me chuckle, and I love it so much. Well, you saw what Messi did at Auburn.
Yeah.
so great.
Yeah,
I mean, Messi playing at Jordan Hare is awesome.
It's freaking awesome.
Somebody had a great idea. Like, I get why they did.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You got, you know, the NFL stadiums are bigger and nicer and whatnot. It'd been pretty cool if they played all the games at college stadiums.
Oh, yeah. That would have been dope.
It would have been great. It's such a little more intimate, old school, whatever, but they would never do that.
No.
That's why you build those billion-dollar stadiums, so you can get events like this. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.